Report highlights maid abuse in Singapore. A report from Human Rights Watch details grave abuses happening to foreign maids in Singapore. The 124-page study from the International Watchdog outlines stories of physical and sexual violence, food deprivation, and confinement in the workplace. The 150,000 or so women, largely from Indonesia, the Philippines, and Sri Lanka, who work in Singapore as domestic workers, fall outside the labour laws that protect Singaporeans. Kenneth Roth, executive director of the organisation, said, "Singapore's refusal to extend ordinary labour protections to domestic workers is leaving them open to abuse." Singapore's government retaliated by saying the report grossly exaggerates the situation and that 80% of maids were happy. The report is based on over 100 in-depth interviews with domestic workers, government officials, and employment agents. It reports that at least 147 migrant domestic workers have died from workplace accidents or suicide since 1999, most by jumping or falling from residential buildings. The report also says that migrant domestic workers earn half the wages of Singaporean workers in similar occupations, and unpaid wages is a growing complaint. The workers have little or no bargaining power and are not even legally entitled to a day off during their tenure. Many workers have to toil for up to 10 months without a salary just to pay their employment agency fee. One worker said her life was tantamount to slave labour. "I felt like I was in jail. It was truly imprisonment," she said.